Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. With the goal of servicing the landscape of needs across the country for sustainable interoperability, Velatura Public Benefit Corporation is bringing a new model of health data exchange to the marketplace. And for this special podcast panel, we are speaking with a number of Velatura executives, which include Tim Pletcher, President and CEO of Velatura LLC and Executive Director at MyHIN, Mary Kratz, Executive Vice President of the Interoperability Institute, Angie Bass, Executive Vice President of the Velatura HIE Corporation, Rick Wilkening, Executive Vice President of Velatura Services, and Doug Dietzman, who is the Executive Vice President of the United States QHIN, otherwise known as US QHIN. And this is part one of a two-part podcast series, where today we will get a rundown on all of the Velatura subsidiaries. And our next episode will be a full open forum discussion on key health data exchange trends and topics with the full Velatura team. And Tim, Mary, Angie, Rick, and Doug, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, our pleasure. Hey,
awesome. It's great to have everybody here. This is, I don't think we've ever had a podcast panel of this magnitude before. So I really appreciate everybody's time in joining us today. And let's start at the top. And if you don't mind, let's start with Tim, because I would love to get a high level overview of the Velatura Public Benefit Corporation, the organization's mission, history, subsidiaries, all that good stuff. So we'll kick it off with Tim.
Thanks, Matt. So Velatura Public Benefit Corporation is a benefit corporation. And I think it's very important for people to know that what that means is it's a company that's from the get-go designed to create community benefit. So it's not a nonprofit, but it's basically positioned so we disclose to our shareholders right up front that we will forego profits to basically fulfill our purpose and fulfill our community benefit. And so that's very important to us because our roots were growing out of a nonprofit. And when we set the organization up, we really wanted to create a B Corp to maintain that focus around purpose and mission. To that end, you know, one of our focal points for existence is really around bringing the public and private sectors together and to create infrastructure that really allows that community benefit of sharing information, allowing the state, the county, the city to sort of all work together and then work across state lines. And so part of the original goal for creating Velatura Public Benefit Corporation was to create a structure that really focused on what we want to accomplish at the community level, but do it at scale. Do it in a way that the private sector, the public sector, whether that's a commercial health plan or a state government or a city, could all work together through a common focal point for integration. And the people, the technology, the legal process, all of those things could converge in a way that got you to scalability. And so we're really trying to take all the pieces that have been put together and get them to really get to economies of scale. So it's a whole lot easier to share information and to collaborate with folks locally, but also, you know, it's pretty recognizable, especially even during COVID, that how many US, you know, citizens have moved around. It's shocking when you look at how many people in the midst of a pandemic travel, visit different places. And so part of our goal is to really create a reusable process and set of technologies and approaches that you can really use at any level of scale, whether that's, you know, within your city, whether that's within your county government, your state government, or really across multiple state lines.
All right, great. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that rundown there. And let's continue on going through each organization under the Velatura umbrella, if you will. And Mary would love to hear more about the Interoperability Institute, its mission, and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here today and always delighted to share the mission of the Interoperability Institute. So Interoperability Institute, internally, we call it IOI because we like that it sounds very binary. So if I slip into IOI to know what that is, our mission is to enable organizations and communities to harness the benefits of interoperability at scale. We achieve this mission through two broad functions. The first is solution enablement, and the second is workforce training. On solution enablement, we have business units that enable software development, that look at healthcare standards, that look at really all the data that we need to enable for interoperability within the sector. So we actually have a data science core, and then a team of folks who enable a sandbox environment. A sandbox environment that is essentially a smart virtual environment that we preload with synthetic data. So being able to test solutions, to replay different use cases or different scenarios in a safe simulation environment where you can learn. We see a lot of universities using this capability as they're pulling together virtual curriculum in this time of the COVID pandemic. In addition to learning, it's a safe environment where you can fail. You can test out all of the boundaries of your system, all of the boundaries of interoperability. You can test out, oh, that doesn't work very well. Let's back up the simulation. Let's replay it. Let's look at a better path to enable interoperability. And then that second broad function that I am particularly personally impassioned about is our workforce program. So we have a very robust cadre of student interns, 105 seats this semester. So super excited about that. And what we're doing in the Interoperability Institute is enabling early career opportunities. I hear so many colleagues across the health sector reference the next generation workforce, the next generation health IT workforce. And the question is, who is going to train those people? Who is going to give students real world hands-on opportunities so that they can learn all of the business processes that we need to enable within healthcare and provide them with those real world opportunities, not just in the space of health IT, but all of the different components that we need to run a healthcare organization, from legal to marketing and communications and everything in between. So another exciting piece of our workforce program is being able to sit mentors from both inside the Valentura collection of companies, but also externally. And so reaching out to just luminaries in the field who are delighted to provide knowledge transfer to that next generation of students who are eager to learn, eager to bring new ideas to the table. And so within that confluence of technology, bringing in the next generation workforce, enabling interoperability with both technical solutions and social constructs, and ideally providing a foundation for seamless sharing of electronic information. So that's the Interoperability Institute. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate that rundown. That's great stuff. And let's switch over to Angie now. Angie, if you don't mind, tell us about the Valentura HIE Corporation. I understand that has a role in providing affiliation and integration opportunities to HIEs, and would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, thanks. This is Angie. I appreciate that opportunity very much. Valentura HIE Corporation is a subsidiary of the Public Benefit Corporation, and we're working to grow out our network of local market boards so that we can operate together on a national scale, sort of growing the interoperability network together, trying to leave nobody behind, no partner behind. We are growing out a select group of qualified HIEs and community-based organizations and other relevant stakeholders and partners, where we have aligned mission and operations to create the largest health data exchange network across the United States, with a focus on excellence for interoperability and applied data exchange that offers economies of scale, multi-state scope, greater stakeholder value through consolidation and unification, reuse and optimization of shared services. So really, we are hopeful to be a landing place for other HIEs that are looking for a place to gain a partner where they can become more efficient and doing the business of HIE and working together to provide operational efficiencies, technology efficiencies, advocacy efficiencies, and really just have a partner. One of the reasons that Midwest Health Connection recently affiliated with the Bellator HIE Corporation was because not only did we have a mission to serve our local market, but we've always known that we needed to have a focus on what's happening across the national landscape. And Bellator HIE Corporation is a perfect home for that, being able to serve the local jurisdictions while bringing forward and carrying through what's happening at the larger national landscape. And so we're here to partner and advance strategy and strive and thrive in a very fast changing and competitive interoperability landscape. And so basically we're here to say you're no longer alone. The grind, we're here to help and to be of service to our partner HIEs and stakeholders out there.
Great, Angie. Thanks for those insights there. Now let's kick it over to Rick. Rick, please tell us about Velatora Services and how it provides innovative solutions and services to freestanding HIEs. And we'd love to hear more about that.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. This is Rick, and appreciate the opportunity to share some of that information with you and the audience here. I really think when I think of Velatora as a whole, you know, our passion is really solving these interoperability challenges. You're going to hear it, you know, you heard it through all of our comments. And I think that when we also tie in the community benefit at scale, kind of how we deliver those interoperability challenges at scale, that's really what Velatora Services does, is kind of the front door for solving these problems for not just HIEs, but also state agencies, health plans, health systems, really getting those folks to connect on a broader scale. And Velatora Services acts as really the front door for Interoperability Institute, for some technology that we've developed historically over our history to share that with the entire country outside of the state of Michigan, where we really had our roots. And be able to also provide some of those services that go beyond the technology. Because what we find is with any IT implementation anywhere, right? It's not just the technology, it's really the people and the processes that you need to have in place. And oftentimes it's the regulatory alignment as well. And we work with our customers on making sure we can align all those pieces, thread those needles, and look for those incentives, not just on the value props that they'll realize themselves, but also, you know, what's in it for the community? What's in it for other stakeholders to increase adoption and awareness? So we really pride ourselves on meeting our customers where they are. And that can mean, you know, either starting up a brand new statewide health information exchange, it's whether they just need to supplement some of the services they currently provide from a technology perspective, whether it's trying to connect a health plan with the provider community in their space, or it's just transitioning, you know, for full kind of HIE platform as we're doing with customers just recently. So that's what we do on the implementation side. But also I mentioned a bit about the kind of the advisory pieces. And we have a number of individuals that have deep experience in this space. The whole industry hasn't been around maybe in this latest version much more than a decade. And we got a lot of folks that have at least a decade of experience, even on this call. And again, our passion kind of shows. I think, you know, we've had recently had one of our customers describe us to an audience where we're being introduced as really problem solvers. And I think that's really what we try to do for our customers and their customers as well, is try to figure out how to make things work with the tools that are available and not just walk in with kind of a one size fits all type of solution. So we can perform on the consulting side, we can do this, you know, the strategy and environmental scans, et cetera, but we have this unique lens based on our history and our experiences of what it really takes to make things work. So it's not just laying out a plan, but it's through the lens of, you know, what have we seen actually take hold? What are some lessons we've collectively learned along the way that we can apply to make it a successful launch or engagement? And so I think what's interesting is the Velatora Services and kind of the portfolio that we provide customers really complements what Angie just described as far as that kind of full service, full suite from the Velatora HIE Corp. So it's really been a blessing to have Angie and team come on to the team as well. And I know Doug's going to talk about USQ, but I kind of see Velatora Services really being in the middle of both of those organizations and helping branch through the Villature Public Benefit Company.
Great. Awesome. Thanks, Rick. Yeah, then let's kick it over to Doug. Yeah, Doug, tell us more about USQHIN and how it's an alternative nationwide health information network.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be with you today. USQHIN is really focused on becoming a key part of the national interoperability landscape and helping to solve kind of national challenges with the customer base and the infrastructure capabilities that you've heard about so far. USQHIN wants to take that truly to a national level and find out what problems we can solve. Perhaps given the name, it won't be a surprise that we intend to apply to become a QHIN under the TEFCA ecosystem as that application process is finalized and released by the Registered Coordinating Entity or RCE. So we're looking for that as that comes out and continuing to participate in that area. And our focus in being a QHIN in that network is really going to be on connecting stakeholders to this TEFCA environment that aren't using the major EMR systems today. And a lot of the national networks today are kind of heavily focused on those EMR systems, whether it be Epic, Cerner, you know, kind of others, and how data gets exchanged there. But there are other stakeholders that are going to need to connect to this national ecosystem, whether they're some of those state and local public health or governmental agencies that Tim talked about earlier, HIEs themselves, who are going to need to find a place to connect up to the ecosystem. So that's kind of what the alternative means, is that we're going to be going after kind of that different stakeholder group. In addition, we're working with vendors and HIEs across the country to develop what we're calling a national ADT hub network. It's a collaborative effort based on the good work that's being done across the country, really with ADT exchanges. ADTs are fairly ubiquitous, to create an asset where all of that ADT activity can be rationalized into a single asset at national scale. I think we've seen over the last year that CDC and other agencies have really struggled to see a real-time view into how the healthcare system was being impacted broadly by COVID in this particular case, but really whether it's a flu season or a hurricane that blows through at a national level, we don't have that visibility, and a lot of that information is contained within the ADTs. So we're really focused on national demonstration project right now with those partners that will show how we can bring these ADTs together from what might otherwise be considered competing organizations together to create that value at the national scale and demonstrate that we can make that happen. We expect there might be other things in our future as well, but this is where we're focused and where USQHIN is working today.
This concludes part one of this two-part podcast series, and stay tuned for our next episode, which will be an open forum discussion about key health data exchange trends and topics with the full Vellatura team.